So when you come to him and you say, Lord, I need to be delivered of alcohol or nicotine, whatever it is. Well, he said, son, I give you a promise in Joel 2:32. Right there it is. That it shall come to pass. That whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In other words, I made you a promise, didn't I? He says, it's yours. Now, if you're led by the Spirit, maybe you go down to the restaurant or whatever, and the guy comes and said, what would you like to drink? You like a beer or wine? And immediately the flesh will say, yeah, I'll have a beer. But the Spirit man will say, no, you can't have that. I mean, you asked God to deliver you. He did. Now then, you're going to have to let the Spirit drive you. So when they ask you, do you want a beer? You say, no. And the flesh will say, but you know, you love that stuff. The Spirit's going to say, but that man died. That man died. He's dead. You asked me to deliver you? I done it. Now all you got to do is stay in the Spirit. As long as the Spirit's driving you, you say, no, I don't want that beer. That's okay. I'll just have a glass of water. A whole lot cheaper. You go out for dinner and sit down and drink three or four beers with your meal. What does it add to the tab? 15 or 20 bucks. You know, you want to know why you ain't got no money? You want to know why you need to borrow money? You're broke. Because you're foolishly spending it all. You're letting the flesh drive you instead of the Spirit. That's just like all them boys when I was in high school that smoked. I mean, back in those days, cigarettes wasn't but half a dollar a package. They tried to get me to smoke. I said, absolutely not. I ain't smoking that stuff. My dad smoked, and I said, I ain't about to smoke. I hate the smell of it, and I see what it's doing to my dad. I am never going to smoke, and I never did. I had a good opportunity to do all those things wrong. Why was I able to overcome all those things? Because I was being led by the Spirit. That's right. The Spirit of God was leading me. I was yielding to the Spirit instead of to the flesh. And so you find out what you're made out of. You know, if you're being led by the Spirit, whenever somebody says, you know, just have another beer, you say, no, I don't drink anymore. He used to drink a half a dozen with us every time we sat down. I said, I know, but I don't do that no more because I asked God to deliver me. I don't want to spend that money like that no more. I want to have some money to spend for something else. Somebody tell me, what does a beer cost at the grocery store? Anybody know? Okay, so nobody knows. Okay. In fact, I think next time I go in the grocery store, I'll just see what a six-pack costs so I can talk about it. I don't even know. I mean, I know what cigarettes cost. I see them on the advertisement, you know, $4 and $5 a pack. You know, when you see that for only $59 for a carton, you think, holy cow, I could fill my car up for $59. You think I'm going to smoke them crazy things? People don't stop to think to put it together, what they're doing, how they're wasting their money. So here you are, you're not putting God first. You're not going to church, as most people. Some people do. Some people go to church, but they never hear anybody talk about tithing because they think, well, all that preacher wants is your money. No, that preacher wants to bless you. That's what he wants. I'll be the first to tell you here that the money that it takes to run this organization, there is only a very small portion of that money comes from this group. This group that comes to this church right here, y'all do give, and I'm grateful for what you do give because we use it for the glory of God, but y'all only give a very small portion of what it takes to run this ministry. So guess where it comes from? From God. God sent it to us in the mail. Wow. Isn't that amazing? I remember one time, and I still have no idea who did this, but right after I got started in this ministry, I was all by myself, just me. Well, nobody else. I was needing a bunch of VCRs and all kinds of stuff. And man, I had already drawn out of my life savings about $30,000 in the last 2 or 3 years. And I had spent it all on this ministry to buy equipment and everything else. And I needed some more money. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, this is getting expensive, you know. And I said, I need money to buy machines. I said, Lord, I got to have at least $10,000. I don't know where it's going to come from. But I need it. And I said, Lord, I know you know that I'm going to use it for your glory. So a few days later, I go to the mailbox. I got me a post office box, number 35 down here at Justin. And I went in there, and there was a great big envelope that big in there. And it said in there, from TLSM to TLSM, post office box 35, Justin, Texas. That's all I had, from TLSM. I thought, from TLSM? I didn't send nothing to myself. So I just take this big old thick envelope and I bring it home. You know, I don't open it. And I get home. When I get home, I thought, I'm going to look and see what that big old thick is. That thick. I said, I don't see what in the world is in this. They must have really wrote me a real long letter, you know. And so anyway, I opened this thing up and there's two packages in there. And I opened it up and poured those out, and it was $50 and $100 bills, and it was $10,200 in cash in that envelope. Now, I have no idea other than God where that came from. But nobody has ever come forward and told me they'd done that, but that met every need I needed to do everything I needed to do in the ministry, and I even had a few dollars left. You know, but when I first started buying these tape recorders, man, those things were expensive. You know, I mean, when I tapes, they take a long time to make them. And I bought my first little dinky recorder, $150, you know, but it took 90 minutes to make the tape, and it took 45 minutes to duplicate one. Well, that's pretty slow. Well, I started giving them away, and then I went down to see Marcia down at Cam Audio, and she told me about this beautiful recorder they had that we put one master on and three in, and in like 2 minutes, it would make three tapes. I said, wow, that's what I need. Well, they're only $1,800 a piece. $1,800. Okay, Lord, $1,800 a piece? Okay, so I saved up my money till I could buy one of them. Boy, I'd stay home every Saturday. I'd sit up there in my upstairs bedroom, up there in my house over there, all by myself. Ain't nobody left but me. My wife's already dead and everything. And I'm over there, and I'm putting tape. I'd get up early Saturday morning, take a tape we'd made, put a master in there, put three, and then I'd make the labels, and I've got them all laid out there on the floor, and I'm letting those things make three, and I take those three off right quick, let this one rewind. I lay them down there, put three new ones on, and I'm putting the labels on, I hit the record, and it starts again. And I do that all day long. I make hundreds of tapes. And then first thing you know, I can't do it all in a day. I got to have another machine. Wow, so first thing you know, I had seven of those machines running at one time. Seven. And then one day I wore them out. You know? They started having people call back and say, you know, it's not very good quality anymore. I can't quite understand what you're saying. So I thought, okay, so I took all of them down to Cam. And I took them down and I said, they tell me they're not very good quality. What happened? She said, well, you know, you've been cleaning the heads. I said, oh, yes, ma'am, I've been cleaning the heads. She said, well, let me take him back to the tech and let him look at them. Took him back and he said, my gosh, these heads are way past wore out. I mean, they are wore out. Said, you know, after I forget how many thousand tapes you make, but said, you have to replace the heads. I said, well, I guess that's what's wrong. He said, sure, if they're not very good quality. I said, these heads are wore out. I said, okay. I said, well, look at it and see what I need and then call me and tell me what it's going to cost. Marcia called me the next day. She said, well, Thurman, they're all wore out. I said, it's going to cost you $4,100 to replace them. $4,100. I said, well, I don't know how God's going to do that, but I know he's got plenty of money. She said, yes, he does. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do it for you myself. She paid for that herself. Will God take care of you? And people wonder why God blessed Marcia. If she was here today, she'd say, Thurman, don't tell those stories. I know her. She would never want me to tell. But I don't care. I mean, God used that woman in this ministry in a powerful way, and only he knows what he did. See, you don't have to worry about money. If you're giving God what's rightfully his, and this ministry, it's all his. I mean, you know, everything we have here, we use it for his glory. Everything. And he provides for us. And he takes good care of us. But does he want to do the same thing for you? Yes, he does. And the only way he can do it for you, if you do exactly the same thing I did. If you're not a tither, you have got to learn to become one. It don't have to be at this church, but somewhere, wherever you're being fed, that's where you need to make sure your tithe goes. Now, if you tithe, and I don't think that we should just tithe. I think we ought to give above and beyond the tithe, because that's what I've done all my life, and it has certainly worked for me. Some people say, well, I don't think it's going to work for me. Well, if it's not working for you, then you're doing something wrong. Because here's what God says in his word. God hates one that does not give cheerfully. So if you say, oh my God, I got to go to church this Sunday and I made $1,000 this week and oh God, I got to give $100 of that to the church. You might as well have kept it.
That's right.
Because he ain't going to bless you with it. He loves. Oh, you've read that, haven't you? You know what we should do? When I get that $1,000 check at the end of the week, if I made $1,000, 500, yeah, that's right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I made $1,000 this week. Yes, Lord, thank you for my $1,000. Woo, Lord, that means I get to give you 100, 150. How about 200, Lord? I'm really gonna bless you. And he said, you're not blessing me, you're blessing yourself. When you give abundantly, I promise to bless you abundantly. God blesses us. Let's go back over to Proverbs. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, so that your barns shall be filled with plenty and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Let's go to 11 and 12. My son, despise not the chastening or the correction of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delights. So many people never get a hold of that principle. And this happens really a lot when you get a husband and a wife that's separated and they go their own way and then the children have to be just raised up, whatever. If the child, especially if he's a boy, and he doesn't have a father to sit down with him and show him how to manage his money and how to do things, chances are the boy will never make it. I mean, the father has got to be there. I can tell you that when Tim, my son, when he came along, I told my son right off as a young boy, I told him, I said, son, I did this wrong. I said, I went out and got my education, then I went to work for somebody else, and I used all the knowledge and wisdom I had and God's knowledge and wisdom to bless a company. And I said, God's been good to me. He's provided for us nicely. He's provided us a home and money, and I've been able to take y'all on a vacation. And of course, some of his friends never could go on a vacation like we went on. But God blessed us. We didn't have an abundance, but we had enough. But I told him, I said, I don't want you to make that mistake. I see too many men that are working for somebody else that are using all the knowledge and wisdom that God gave them, godly men, and God's blessing them. But I said, they may go and get to be 50 or 60 years old, and then the company decides they don't want them, or the company may go bankrupt or whatever, since it's not godly, and then you'll be out of a job. And I said, I don't want that to happen to you. So I said, I'm going to teach you how to be your own businessman. I want you to learn how to manage money.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Good Health, Long Life, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.